put the spotlight on LZ Michigan on a monthly basis. Mark your calendar for the 23rd of September. Lots to do before that, but what a celebration this will be. What is it, you ask? We talk about it with special guests on the line. Tim Earnessy, our WGVU Development and Marketing Manager. Take it away, my friend. Each day gets you closer to that date.
It does. It is sneaking up on us fast and furious, and we are very excited. LZ Michigan is a landing zone to remember, honor, and celebrate our community's veterans and their families. This is, we did it in 2010, was the first event on July 3rd, 2010, at just under 5,000 people up at Fifth Third Ballpark. And we have been asked multiple times to when are you doing it again? When are you doing it again? And we have the honor and privilege that we are on the Ken Burns Vietnam Station Advisory Board with WETA in Washington, D.C. And because Ken and Lynn Novick have a great documentary that's coming out in September called The Vietnam War. And it chronicles not just the war, but everything that's happening within our society during that time frame. And so we're really looking forward to that. And it made a perfect opportunity to bring this event back, and not just all about Vietnam, but about all of our veterans, but also about all of everyone in our community. So it's going to be a huge event with lots of different things going on. One of the things that we are very excited about and absolutely honored and privileged to have at LZ Michigan 2017 is the Wall That Heals. And luckily for us, we have an expert that can tell us about the Wall That Heals. And more importantly, we have a Coast Guard veteran with us. We are Coast Guard USA right here in Grand Haven. And so that's an important thing. And President Haas, our president of Grand Valley State University, Coast Guard veteran. So without further ado, we want to introduce Tim, who is the director of outreach for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. Good. Thanks for joining us this morning, Tim.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Can Tim, thank him for his service again.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for your service, yes. Tim. That's a big thing. We appreciate that.
You know, I had the Lisa Leisha show before you. Now I've got the Tim show. Take it away, Tim Earnessy.
Yes. Tim, can you tell us a little bit about why VVMF created the Wall That Heals and what the Wall That Heals is?
Absolutely. You know, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund was created by Jan Scruggs in 1979 to build the memorial in Washington, D.C. We did that. We dedicated it 35 years ago this year. And, of course, then needed to build the three servicemen statue and the flagpole and everything else. In 1996, we recognized that there were a number of traveling walls that were moving around the country, and we realized there was a need to try to bring that to communities far and wide. So we created a mobile half-scale replica and begun to travel the country as one of those replicas. But for us, we felt it was very important to focus on the solemnity and the exactness of the experience that you're going to have at the wall, recognizing that many people, whether they lived in Michigan or you know, even as close as Delaware, couldn't make it down to the memorial in Washington, D.C., either for financial reasons or emotional reasons. And so bringing the replica wall, the Wall That Heals, to a community allows for people to see that in a perhaps a less intimidating atmosphere. And I think one of the magical things is it allows for friends and family to join together. You know, it is not uncommon for other generations to join Granddad down at the wall and hear the stories and see the name. And now, because of our collection of pictures, see the pictures of the people that they've heard about over the dinner table over the years. So that's the great thing that we're going to be able to bring to you and LZ Michigan come September. And we're super excited to be a part of that.
And we are honored that it is here in Michigan. This will be the only place that it is in Michigan in 2017 from September 21st through the 24th. The thing that I'm really interested in, Tim, is that it is really cool that it is will be open 24/7. It is free to see it at whatever time. We have a great group of volunteers, and the way that you guys put this all together with the local community engagement for volunteers, the educational assets, and the other expansive things you do, like the Wall of Faces program that we're real excited about. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Wall of Faces program is and how our local community and the entire state of Michigan can support that?
Absolutely. In 2006, we recognized the need to perhaps tell more of the story about the Vietnam generation and those who served and sacrificed. And we got permission to build a museum next to the wall in Washington, D.C., the Education Center. And as a part of that Education Center, our plans are to have a giant two-story screen. And on that screen, when you walked in there on February 1st, you would see the 160 names of the young men who were born on February 1st, whose names are on the wall. That became a legacy then in 2006 that 10 years later we're beginning to wrap up. And that is the mission, to find the photographs of every single person on the wall so that we can show the personality behind it. You know, more than half the people who visit the wall or the wall that heals weren't alive 35 years ago when the wall was dedicated. And to them, they walk the black panels and they see names, and maybe they'll find a name that's related to their first name or their surname, but they just see a sea of names. When we're able to then, with the screens on the Mobile Education Center and with our iPads that we walk around at the wall, when we're able to show them the pictures and they're able to see that he was a football player or that she was a young nurse, or see them with a monkey on their shoulders or with skinny ties, all of a sudden it brings that person to life and draws it home that we're talking about peers, we're talking about young men and women really at the prime of their life that were taken from us, but we're willing to serve and sacrifice for our freedoms we have today. So it really bridges that generational gap with those photographs.
And it's an amazing thing. And we are, again, really honored that VVMF has selected to come to LZ, Michigan. And your team, I had the privilege back in November of being able to be at your offices. And I've been to DC a few different times and seen the wall both during the day and at night. And I'm an Air Force veteran myself, not Vietnam, but I served with a lot of Vietnam era, my dad's Vietnam era. And regardless of your status in the military, it is a very moving piece. And just being at your offices, I can tell you, Heidi and Cynthia, who I have to give them some shout outs, especially Cynthia, who's from Kalamazoo, Michigan, right here in our backyard, to just share with me and to share the passion that they have for what you folks do, to be able to bring that here to our community. I feel it, but you are experienced in it, Tim, because you run this all over the country. What is that impact and that feeling that comes with the wall that heals when it gets to our community right here in Grand Rapids?
You know, Tim, I think that the magical piece that is unique to each community is how that community responds and how they, welcome it with open arms. We received over 80 applications for the 2017 season, and we'll be bringing the wall to over 40 communities. And each community, literally brings it to themselves differently. You know, it always starts on Wednesday with a giant motorcycle escort into that community. And for many of those veterans who are on that motorcycle escort, it's their opportunity to have a welcome home parade, if you will, their opportunity to be recognized as people gather on the streets and on the overpasses and really welcome that wall home. And then, beginning Wednesday, as we set that up and there, amongst all the other displays will appear a national memorial, and we open up the sides to the Mobile Education Center, it really brings it home. You're able to see the magical impact of the wall. You're able to see the sanctity, and you're able to see the way that we tie that wall to the local community. It is very special for us to now be able to have a screen that's going to show the local hometown heroes.
Very cool.
From the county surrounding. It's very special to be able to show photographs of the people who came home and later died of injuries and illnesses related to their service, but who have been honored through their in-memory program. But, each and every community, has their own little spin on it. Each and every community has that, special touch that makes it that magical moment. And I often will tell people that whether you've been to the wall in Washington, D.C. a dozen times or been to one of the traveling memorials, 5 or 6 times, each time is special. We have brand new LED lights on this wall that really make it shine and show better than even our wall downtown here in D.C. And we also have, you know, that new mobile education center that we updated last summer with those three giant six-foot screens. And so that's able to then not only tell the story of the people who are on there and tell the story of the people who served and sacrificed and came home, but it's also, you know, giving us an opportunity to share with people a little preview of that Ken Burns special and, you know, photographs of other places that the wall has been from, you know, from the east and west coast of the United States.
Tim Tett's with us on behalf of our LZ Michigan segment, Director of Outreach, Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, this VVMF, along with WGVU's Tim Earnessy. Again, mark September 23rd on your calendar. Tim?
And it's going to be a great event. And again, Tim, to be able to host the wall, we've talked to a lot of local veterans and non-veterans that are very honored and excited. And as you heard Tim talk about, we will have an escort on the 20th. If you're interested in being a part of that or helping us to organize that, please go to the LZMichigan.org website and you can reach out to myself. And we have a committee, LZ Michigan committee, that's currently about 80 strong, working on everything for LZ Michigan. There's going to be a lot of things going on, from the Education Center, partnering with the Gerald R. Ford, President Gerald R. Ford Foundation, in regards to some school field trips to not only see the President Ford and the stairs from the embassy that he felt were one of the biggest key parts of his presidency, to then go out to the Education Center and the Wall That Heals. And there's just so many great things. And again, Tim, thank you for your service, but also thank you for being a part of multiple communities around the country, and especially right here in West Michigan, and being able to bring this here. And we have a few minutes left. Can you kind of wrap and sum it all up for us and tell us the impact that you have seen over the years and what you really think, if there's one thing, one word of advice you would give the Michigan community to host the Wall That Heals, what is that?
You know, I think the word of advice and the impact go hand in hand. There are opportunities for you to help us find pictures before we arrive so that every single person has a picture from that portion of Michigan. There are opportunities for you to join us on the escort or to be part of, you know, the 100 volunteers that will need to be part of this throughout the week. But no matter what, if you know someone who served in Vietnam, take a moment to let them know and take a moment to gather during that week we're there to reflect upon the service and sacrifice they had and to, if you're capable, be there as a part of the entire team that it's going to take to bring this to the community. Together, this will be certainly memories of a lifetime, and together it will bring about some of that healing and reflection that truly is embodied in the term The Wall That Heals.
Thank you very much. And Tim, how can we get in touch with you and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund?
Yes, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, our website is vvmf.org. That is our website, and from there you can look at our Wall of Faces, which displays the photographs of over 50,000 of the 58,315 names. But it also shows the schedule of where we'll be, you know, pictures as we travel across the country and we start to build excitement here for the event that's coming up at LZ Michigan.
Thank you very much for your time. And again, thank you to your great team there, Heidi and Cynthia, and everything that you folks do. And we are very honored to host this again. The Wall That Heals will be here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on display from the 21st through the 24th, with that kickoff on Wednesday the 20th. If you are interested in being a part of everything that's going on for LZ Michigan, please go online to lzmichigan.org, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and thanks to our partners that are making this possible, Spartan Nash and Lax Enterprises. We look forward to bringing this event to our community. Thanks to you. Thank you all, and thank you to all of our veterans.
Tim Earnessy, thank you very much. Obviously, all of this information can be found on WGVU.org.
Absolutely.